tell me about this guy. I mean, this is an individual who led a very bizarre life. Terrible poverty when he was young. He'd get depressed a lot. Tell me about Charles.
He's a really curious character. And what was appealing to me is he's really a fascinating human story. I think the principal interest, the reason we remember him today, is that Charles Fort wrote four thick books about oddities. And they really were groundbreaking at the time. No one had approached these subjects in this way, and certainly no one had approached it with the attitude that he brought to it. And I would even say that since that time, no one has quite been able to approach it with the attitude. And in these four books, this canon of Charles Fort, he was one of the first people to bring to light a wide variety of subjects of oddities. I mean, he danced over these subjects very rapidly, but he had thousands and thousands of notes and citations about these that he had taken out of scientific journals in libraries. I mean, his sources were meticulous, and he went over hundreds of years of accounts and research and collected these notes, and he was really one of the first people to write about. I'll give you a brief list of examples that are in his book.
Sure.
He was one of the first to write about UFOs. That was, of course, before those initials were coined or before the word flying saucers were coined. But he wrote about spaceships or some kind of vessels in the skies and speculated about them. He wrote one of the kind of famous, several of the famous Fortean phenomena, because it sort of fit his offbeat sense of humor, were frogs falling from the sky.
I remember that story.
Rains of frogs falling from the sky, fish falling from the sky. And Fort had hundreds of accounts of this. It isn't one account happening once, like some kind of strange news story. There were many accounts in scientific journals about this.
He claimed that somehow these creatures, these objects, got collected in a sea, right?
Right? Well, now, you see, this is where it gets tricky, is what Fort claimed. Because the big question that over all of this is what Fort actually believed and whether he had theories that purported to answer any of these questions.
Right.
He definitely writes theories in his books, but you at times you say he's kidding. At times it's very hard to know, and even readers at the time didn't know whether certain things he was writing about you should take seriously. Now, the phenomena are always documented and are always serious. But what Fort believed is another question. And the way I explain it is that Fort is the agnostic's agnostic. He's the skeptic's skeptic. And what I mean by that is, you know, when people use the word skeptic today, certainly within your world, what that means is, it doesn't mean skeptical. It means skeptical about the same things that I'm skeptical about.
Right.
That's how people use the word skeptic. Fort was skeptic, was a skeptic. But Fort was equally a skeptic about religion, science, astronomy, Einstein, Newton, great thoughts, philosophy, the latest thing you read in the paper, and fish falling from the sky.
Until he could prove it.
Until he can prove it. And he put all of those, and he writes this, he has really entertaining ways of writing about this, and I think he's just a fascinating read. It's really, as one reviewer said at the time when he read his book, it's like riding a comet, reading Charles Fort.
Well, your book is called Charles Fort, The Man Who Invented the Supernatural, and then Charles Fort's books are called The Book of the Damned, New Lands, Low, and Wild Talents. Those were the four big ones, right?
Those were the four big ones. And actually, the publisher who did my book, Jeremy Tarcher, Penguin, was nice enough when we did this biography of Fort, they republished his four books in one volume, which had been collected before with an index. And they're out now in a really nice paperback edition called The Book of the Damned. They've named it after his first book, which was his most famous book.
When he was a boy, he was into being a naturalist. He collected seashells. He loved birds. He seemed like a science guy when he was a kid, didn't he?
He absolutely did. He always had obsessions that were very close to science and collecting. And And certainly when he started his writing career, you can see that he kind of transferred that sort of scientific analysis of writing to collecting. He collected slips of paper with interesting images on them, and then he started collecting interesting facts. And gradually this grew into this collection, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, of over 40,000 tiny little notes full of oddities that he had collected from the New York Public Library, principally the New York Public Library, and the British Museum in years and years of study.